This is Decoder Datebook for December 4th. On this date, in 1987, the Bismarck Tribune published a moving story about the memorial service for Karen Ivesdahl. Most of the residents of Edmore, North Dakota, gathered to celebrate the short life of the Edmore native. Miss Ivesdahl had been murdered in Zimbabwe the previous week, a day before her 32nd birthday. Ivesdahl grew up on a farm outside of Edmore. She graduated with honors from Edmore High in 1974. She was president of the student council, involved in the yearbook, Girls State, played basketball, emceed the homecoming coronation, and gave a speech at graduation. She went on to a branch of the University of Minnesota, where she graduated as an animal health technician. She moved to Montana in 1978, taking work as a veterinary technician. In 1984, she became a missionary for the Pentecostal Community for Reconciliation and moved to a farm in Zimbabwe. She taught local women how to sew and did chores around the farm. The missionaries tended to gardens, operated a store, ground corn, and employed local villagers. While with the missionaries, Miss Ivesdahl toiled on the farm and built relationships with the locals. Zimbabwe was in the throes of violence and unrest as the government and dissidents were locked in guerrilla warfare. In 1986, at a time when Miss Ivesdahl was home visiting her family in North Dakota, dissident rebels invaded the missionary farm and stole anything of value. This did not deter her from returning. But after the Zimbabwe government evicted squatters from the farm due to the missionaries' complaints, the rebels vowed revenge. On November 26, 1987, 20 rebels marched to the farm and rounded up all the missionaries. 16, including Miss Ivesdahl, were killed. One child escaped and hid, and another child was spared to give a note to the authorities. The murders shocked the world, especially since 5 children were killed. On December 2nd, a memorial service was held for Miss Ivesdahl at the Concordia Lutheran Church in Edmore. Miss Ivesdahl's mother, Norma, reflecting on her daughter's death, said, "Sometime, somehow, there will be results of this that we can hardly understand now." A month after the massacre, a unity accord was signed in Zimbabwe that eventually led to rebel groups laying down their arms. Today's Decoder Datebook was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoder Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.